Hi, this is Daniel Garber at the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Imagine a dystopian future where Tokyo is divided up into neighborhoods ruled by rival gangs that jealously guard their borders. Follow the Yamanote line up the east side of the city and you'll hit places like Shibuya, Shinjuku, and Ikebukuro. Musashino is peace and love. The character Kai just wants to hang with his bros at the local Denny's, or Penny's. But Bukuro is a land of brothels, gangsters, kidnappers, and cannibals. Neda, a Bukuro blonde muscle man, has it in for Kai. Will this lead to an all-out war between the Tokyo tribes? Tokyo Tribe is the name of a new movie based on the manga by Inoue Santa. It's a fantastical epic, shot as a hip-hop musical, full of crowds, choreographed fights, a constant beat, and more flashing lights than a pachinko parlor. It's directed by Sono Shion, known for Guilty of Romance, Cold Fish, and Why Don't You Play in Hell. He's also known for testing the limits of what can be shown in a film, and then going beyond that limit. And it stars Young Dice, the well-known Japanese rapper, doing double duty as a movie star. It opened at the Toronto International Film Festival, TIFF, as part of Midnight Madness, and I'm very pleased to have here director Sono Shion and rapper Young Dice here to tell us more about it. Sono Shion, Kantoku, konnichiwa.
Domo, konnichiwa.
Young Dice, what's up?
Hey, what's up? How you doing, everybody? It's Young Dice.
So, Sono Shion, the movie sticks faithfully to the images and characters of the original manga, Tokyo Tribe 2, except this is a hip-hop musical, not a comic book. So how did you get from page to screen?
First of all, I was just thinking to put all the characters just like the mangas were written, but then I kind of like faced to the difficulty to put all the images and the characteristics to the screen. Then I actually was when I met with those people who are involved in this project, I thought up of hip hop musical ideas to get more like specific images of characters.
And when did you first hear of Tokyo Tribe?
About 8 months ago.
That was when you first heard of it.
He didn't really have much time until the shootings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. So the movie is shot with unbelievably complex scenes. The opening seemed to seem to be a single long take. How did you do it? How did you handle the crowds and the rain?
Inspiration
idea from Julian Temple's Beginners. It had exactly the same opening scene, starting with the one sequence. And generally speaking, I used to do a lot of like shortcut editing together, putting together, kind of. But for this film especially, because we didn't use any stunt for any like action scenes, so he wanted to really put in the emotional or like action sequence, not without cutting the scenes.
Young Dice.
Yes?
You're an accomplished rapper in Japan, but you're not as well known in Canada. Could you introduce yourself in rap for listeners? In Japanese or English?
Can I try in Japanese?
Sure, sure.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Let's see. Yes, 日本語 de ISIS. I'm gonna do rap in Japanese, but you gotta listen really carefully, please. 俺の名前は Young Dice, Tokyo Tribe, 映画のために挨拶。この映画じゃ武蔵野猿の怪悪。Tokyo Tribe をトラントに持ってきて、超ハッピー。そんでもってこの映画でみんなのことどぎも抜きに exit, representing 武蔵野 Robin Peace, man.
I guess I don't need to translate.
You can try, but... So, you rap in the movie. Mm-hmm. Did you create your own lines? Did you write your own lines?
Yes. I tried my rhymes and he let me to do it. I mean, actually, there's a lot of rappers in the scene and they made their line on themselves.
And was it like competitive rapping? Was it on the spot? rapping, or did you write it down?
Actually, Shion-san, he gave us a guideline to make the our like lines. So along the line, we just made it.
So you just said, this is the sort of thing to do, rap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Mm. The film appears to have been shot on a soundstage. Mm-hmm. In a series of linked sets. Was that built to order just for this movie?
So it's
We used abandoned building or abandoned factory. We decorated with like all the lights and
yes.
それで、街に、ロケ作った。Made up the city as a location. All young Japanese artists are involved making like painting and building up walls.
In movies like Himizu,
yes,
you incorporate scenes mm-hmm. that happen while you're shooting. For example, in Himizu, you had the tsunami.
Yes.
So the wreckage from there,
yeah.
It happened, I think, after you started shooting the movie. Mm-hmm. So was there anything this time mm-hmm. that you just came upon or just happened to find while you were making the movie?
Back
then I was more into making those kind of serious films, but for this film, I was going to make a pure entertainment film mm. to entertain people worldwide.
Yes, yes.
And was there anything that happened while you were making the movie that you decided to include?
After the planning, so we basically started without having idea of doing hip-hop musical even, and also we didn't even have a plan to make such a decorated set at the first, because we just found the place to set up, so so everything was kind of like all set up after the shoot, like after the plan is rolling.
Oh, that's amazing. So Young Dice,
yes.
The Musashino team, Saru seems to be modeled on African-American hip-hop, but the clothes, the haircuts, the style. But could you tell me what influence of African-American hip-hop music has on Japanese rap? Do you think there's any influence?
We, like all Japanese rappers, doing rap in Japan, is really getting hot in the scene, and then... because of there was an American African hip hop voice, so we got a lot of influence from that. And then in this movie, like our clothing stuff was like seems like 90s.
So know? It's a retro 90s.
Yeah,
look.
Yeah. Like really big baggy pants and big t-shirts and stuff like that. That's from kind of like manga Tokyo Trap 2 too. So. That image was really, really close to a magazine, like manga, I think. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It's a magazine, manga, of Tokyo Tribe 2 right here.
What? One?
Oh, Tokyo Tribe 1.
Oh, yes, yes, 1.
Before that, but I also have Tokyo Tribe. This is what I read at the time.
1 is a bit darkness.
Two is more, is brighter, you're right. It's more, it's nicer. So... in American rap, in English language rap, the rhyme is crucial. But in Japanese rap, not so much. So what are the crucial things in Japanese rap?
It doesn't seem to me like there's a lot of like big difference between like American rap to Japanese rap, because like we still rhyme and we telling the message to the people, it's really the same, you know. We have a struggle, and then, like, we have a hope and stuff, and then, like, it's kind of the same thing to me, like, doing rap in Japanese and doing rap in America. I'm English.
Okay. And finally, if you were in Tokyo Tribe in real life, not the character, which tribe do each of you feel closest to?
Musashi no.
Oh, both of you. Okay, yeah, so the same. Okay, I mean, they're the nicest one. I'm the same.
Okay. We have like hope. Like we still like think about like love and peace in the real life too. So it has really sympathy to me, you know, to be in a Musashi no. That's why we, you know, had a choice for a Musashi no. So, yeah.
Great. It's been great talking to both of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I've been speaking with director Sono Shion and rapper Young Dice about their new movie, Tokyo Tribe, that premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival. This is Daniel Garber, The Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.